another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The police commissioner of Midland City knows that Benton Harbor, Monday through Friday shoe clerk for a large downtown department store, is actually the white-winged weekend warrior Chicken Man. And if for any reason the commissioner must summon the feathered fighter while he's working at the shoe store, a secret contact procedure has been established. Hear it reviewed now by the commissioner and his secretary.
One.
I will send into the shoe department a 57-year-old woman dressed in a full-length black evening gown. Two, she will ask for Benton Harbor, and she will say to him,
I'd like to try on a pair of men's brown loafers, please.
To which he will answer, how big are your feet? And five, she will reply,
let me try size 11 and one-half, double A width.
Yes, clever contact procedure that. For it is hardly ever possible that a 57-year-old woman would wear a double A width in a man's brown loafer.
May I help you, madam?
Yes. I'd like to try on a pair of men's brown loafers.
How big are your feet?
I beg your pardon?
What size?
I wear an 11 and one-half double A.
This way, please, quickly.
Thank you. Isn't this the stockroom?
Yes, we won't be seen here.
Well, why shouldn't we
be? May I see your I'm bold button, please?
Well, yes.
Yes,
well,
it looks like a real bold button.
Well, why shouldn't it be?
This way, please.
What?
Step into this broom closet.
Why should I step
in? Don't argue.
Oh!
Get in. Now, if you'll turn the other way.
Well, why should I turn the other way? What are you doing, young man?
I am undressing so that I can put on my my feathered fighter's costume.
Well, that was a close one, wasn't it? For who would have thought a 57-year-old woman would wear a double A width in a men's brown loafer? Does this mean they'll have to change it to a triple A width? And do men's brown loafers come that narrow? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.